There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that sometimes remembers to press record. And joining me tonight, as always, is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Still at
I
work.
I am really,
You're still at
work?
Well,
I am still at work, but I'm leaving now. We're on the podcast and I'm going to go home. You know, it's.
this is always
for
fun.
Directors.
She's driving in Atlanta and podcasting at the same time. Go on.
Well, no, but I'm not using my hand. I'm not using my hands. I'm on a heads-free device, so it's perfectly fine.
Oh,
now.
I understand.
Okay.
People in Atlanta are crazy.
Atlanta. And? Dude, I've been to Tampa. Y'all ain't like perfectly sane either, so don't even go there with me. But one of the things, see, here's what happens when you wiggle people. Your headset comes out and then you got to plug it back in and hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
okay,
can.
Okay, there we go. That was kind of fun. All right, so I am It is, a lot of people don't think about it this way, but as a director, I'm starting on Wednesday because con now starts on Thursday. I'm actually taking Wednesday through Wednesday off.
Oh,
because
really?
I will, and using my annual leave, yay, all that, I'm taking leave. But I basically take 5 days off because the Wednesday is the day I finally get all my stuff together. I pack my stuff. I make sure I've got everything I do all that with my boxes. My husband goes to the storage and gets the boxes that I have from track and do all that. And then Thursday we check in at the con. But this is also doesn't mean my other work stops because Thursday I have conference calls. So I have to do work on Thursday morning too while my husband's packing the car and I'm doing stuff like that. And then I go pick up a friend at the airport if he sends me his flight information. And if he doesn't, I'm going to call his wife. And then DragonCon starts. We're putting our room together. We are checking off, you know, we're going to get our volunteer stuff, our badges and everything else. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing. It's amazing.
It is. And all of that, well, you're also doing 50, roughly probably about 35 by the end of it, 35 podcasts for 50 days of
DragonCon. For 50 days of DragonCon. And, yeah, what's all this?
And somebody that might know a thing or two about podcasting is joining us tonight. He's the director of the podcast. And I forget what the exact name of the track is. We'll ask him that in a second.
Sure.
He's the rock god of podcasting, Charles.
Woo-hoo.
Charles, how you doing, buddy?
I am good. I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be a part of Dragon Con. What?
Okay, and I have to say it's very funny, folks, because Charles emailed me and he said, I didn't get to see you when you were asking directors, you know, about being on the podcast, but... Mm-hmm. I'd really like to be on the podcast and I can send you examples and stuff. I'm like,
it's a very meta thing.
You're the director of podcasting.
I think you're allowed to be on the podcast. If you're the director of podcasting, it's allowed.
Yeah. I think we're okay. And he was very nice. So Charles, we're very glad you're here, but it was really cute. I have to say.
Hey, well, you know, it's always good to be professional and nice.
You were very nice. Yeah. No. And I understood that, but I was kind of giggly. I do need, you know, at this point, we're all very tired. We're still doing stuff.
Yeah.
And all the giggles we can find sometimes kind of help.
So what is the actual track title for podcasting?
Well, okay. Currently it is Dragon Con Podcasting and Media Track.
Okay.
That's really long.
It is. And it's not because it's evolved from new media. It was Dragon Con Podcasting Track. Then it was new media. Then it kind of became media. I got to get cleared with Regina next year, but I'd like to refine it down to hopefully become something more accurate to what we all do in YouTube, Twitch, podcasting, and be digital media creation. That's what I'm.
Oh, that would be. That's actually great.
I didn't even think about it. You do like the Twitch and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
too,
we do
right?
all of it. Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't even think.
Yeah, so so when you're talking about the things that you cover in your track, that covers besides podcasting, it is literally those things as well, right?
Yeah, we actually have a number of audio drama panels this year. We've got YouTube specific panel this year. We've got Roberto Blake was there last year and this year, who is a big YouTube advisor. He's on the I forget what they call it, but it's this YouTube verified creators channel thing that YouTube does. And so yeah, we're definitely, and we're trying to get some Twitch representation this year and didn't quite get that pulled off. But yeah, it's all about creating the media in the digital format, and I think it's time for the name to reflect that. So
that's great.
That's a good idea though. Yeah, I like that because I think of podcasting, but I also say there are people that do YouTubes and things like that, and I kind of lump them all together, but you're right, it's digital creations. Yeah. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
I don't understand Twitch, but that's okay. I'm old. Yeah. I can only do so much.
Yeah. And it's not for everybody. But nowadays, honestly, I know this isn't live and broadcast, but you're recording via Google Hangout with video. Right. It could easily be recorded video and put out. It could easily be live and put out. And that's what a lot of podcasters are doing. I think it's about your heart. I'm a podcaster. I always want to talk. That's what I do. I love being in front of a camera, but none of my videos will ever be that polished, multi-camera cut, unless somebody else does it for me.
Right.
If I'm doing it, it's just me and the camera, and I'm just talking like I would if it's just my microphone. And I think a lot of podcasters do that now.
Well, I will also say there is a reason. The reason I don't have the video on right now as we're doing this, number one is, at least sometimes for me, it seems to make it act up, and it was like, I don't want to do anything. So it just like all of a sudden it'll click out a lot more and do things like that. So it's like, okay, I don't do it. But John, who has a dedicated internet line for his house, it never does that. So
in theory, it's not supposed to, but in theory, it's not supposed to, but you know, it is the internet. And, you get limited number of options these days. We could go into a whole nother thing about that, but we're here to talk about the podcasting and media track.
You just call it the podcast track if you want. That's the shorthand. Everybody calls it the podcast track.
Yeah. So, so it's been, we were talking beforehand and it's been around for about, 10 years or 11 years or so, right? At this point,
somewhere in that near, I want to say this is year 12, maybe.
It seems like that's probably accurate. Now you are, this year is your first year as the official director, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And so how did you, again, did you not run fast enough? What happened? What's your story?
No, he didn't. That's the rule, John. He didn't run fast enough, but it's okay. We still like it.
We can tell Lee's on the way.
He's doing a great job. So, hey.
That is kind of true. I have never been accused of thinking I can't do anything.
Right.
And so I always think I can do something better or at least add to it. And the first year at Dragon Con, I had no idea really what was going on, and podcasting felt like home. I mean, I had been a podcaster for a while and actually had another podcast conference pay for me to go to Dragon Con.
Oh, really?
To check it out and see what was out and, you know, give them some feedback.
Wait, there's a podcasting conference? I want to hear about this later,
there's a number of them. The one that paid for me is no longer in existence, but there are a number of them.
They come and go often in the podcasting community.
Yeah, I think we're hitting an age now where some of them are getting their feet underneath.
Yeah,
them,
but, I do. I agree. Yes.
So I went, but every time I go somewhere, I'm interactive and I want to either help out, you know, or if I feel like it's egotistical to step in, if I think it's going to come off like you don't know what you're doing, let me do it for you, I won't do that. But what I'll do, especially at cons, is stand up and ask questions of what I want to know, which helps the panel out. And I just have done that everywhere because why sit on your butt and listen when you can talk? And that's what I do. And so that first year, I just asked questions on almost every panel I attended. And I got blown away by the magnitude that is Dragon Con. So I just quickly hid in that corner of the Hilton for all weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, I got a panel and I was sitting on it wasn't my panel, it was a different panel I was sitting at. And I was on the front row. And the director hands me a note. I'm like, what are we, 11-year-old girls? I don't understand. we knew each other somewhat from, you know, anybody in podcasting has done it for a while, knows of each other, and then we met the previous year and that kind of thing. And the note just said, get up and ask a question, because the panel was kind of struggling. Mm-hmm. And so I did. I got up and asked a question. And then you know, we talked about that, but I made an impression. And so it just became more and more each year of, got a few more panels, and what can I do to help? Got another couple of panels, what can I do to help? And then 2 years ago...
That sounds exactly like me, because it was like, I'll always ask, and like people around me be like, I don't want to ask this question. Well, you ask them, like, I don't care. What is it? Okay. Yeah. But then also, like, I kept helping and kept helping. So, yeah, I love this story. This is the story of many a director. Yeah. I like it. We should all write our stories down. This is awesome.
Well, I'm sure they all kind of in the same of, and I kind of wanted to say no, but I also wanted to help. So I said yes. 2 years ago, I was asked if I wanted to volunteer. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Anything I knew. I love moderating too. And I thought the only way to moderate any level of panel was to be a volunteer. Because the director of the track was mostly doing the moderation for the podcast, right? It's Brian Dunaway at the time. And so, of course, yes, I'll volunteer because that'll let me get in front of people and get my brand out there and do what I do, which is dance and sing in front of people and all that jazz. And plus help out where I know help is needed. And then last year, he's like, hey, can you help me do the programming? And then very quickly, he said, hey, do you want to be the director? And I was like, nope, I am good. Because I was like, well, no, actually, the honest answer was, what does it pay? Because I create media for a living now. I mean, I'm on the hustle. It's So it's like, yeah, I know why you're laughing. But I had to ask, what does it pay? And he's like, well, that pay. I was like, I don't know. I want to think about it. And he just kind of let me think. But sneakily, he gave me more access to everything. And I got to do what I love, which is put on a great show. And so I put in all these content. And I curated all the content and verified all the different podcasters and built the show. And he handled the admin part of it, which I still actually love. I love running a business. I was born to tell people what to do. It's kind of my thing. So I'm not shying away from that part, but I didn't have to do it. So it was really cool. But what he told me was this, is when Swoopy, who, for people who don't know, Podcast Track came out of the Skeptic Track, because from what I understand, it just getting bigger and bigger of more podcast stuff was going on, and they realized, well, of course, the Skepticality, I think it's the name of their show, was the name of their show, was one of the biggest podcasts in Atlanta at the time. It was one of the biggest podcasts on iTunes because they immediately grabbed the audience and went on. And Derek and Swoopy were the directors of Skeptic Track. So they're like, well, we know podcasting. We know it needs to have its own thing. They convinced DragonCon to give it a track. And I think for about 4 or 5 years, Swoopy was the director. And I think that was the last year I came. I mean, the first year I came was her last year directing. And then she went back to the Skeptic Track to focus more there, and Dunaway and Nicole Spagnuolo took over. And what Dunaway told me, that was all to say, this past year, when we're, in 2017, when we're planning everything, he's like, look, you know, I tried to get my second to take it last year. I was talking about wanting to retire. My life's getting busy. He didn't really want it. I've been holding it for the right person to come along, somebody who really knows the heart of podcasting, who can put on a show and who actually loves doing this kind of thing instead of shies away from it until the directors are yelling at you to get your stuff in. And I thought about that. And that's ultimately what got me is I felt like Dunaway had done a great job. And I felt like what he said rang true was he was holding it together. And he would continue to do so even if I'd said no. I was like, you know what? Now's the right time. I loved every second of planning it for 2017. I loved every second of being in it during 2017. So, you know what? What you're actually telling, what I'm hearing is I now get free rein to, without anybody looking over my shoulder. Not that he was. I mean, he really did let me run with it, but not without me having to go, okay, I just want to be in the chain of command. I want to make sure you know everything, blah, blah. Now I can be the command. I didn't run fast enough, and I said yes. And it was
But it's good sometimes not to run fast enough, because I think there is something that you love it and you have a lot of commitment to it. So you're like, I want to do this right. And you're taking over something that's been done right for a very long time. Yeah. And you want to keep doing that. And that's really great.
Yeah. Because the ultimate option is his life would have gotten too busy and he would just have retired. And then who knows who ends up in the spot.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yep. You got it.
I was only hesitant because, like I said, I was making my money making digital media, and everything had to have some kind of influence or income. But I realized the influence that this would have would outweigh any income I might lose doing it. So,
John, it's kind of like I laughed when he was talking about what do directors get paid.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's talking about podcasting making money.
Yeah, I know. And speaking of which, you actually have.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. It happens.
Really?
Yes, it does. So speaking of which, you actually have some panels on that this year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a panel on monetizing your media, actually. Let's see. Well, we got one on networking, when to join a network.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Interaction in Real Time, the Art of Live Podcasting. We have Building the Badass Playhouse. Now, that's my personal – that's the first panel I got at Dragon Con. I've taken this panel to a number of other cons, including Atlanta Comic Con this past summer. Took it there. That's one of my hearts is – you can build whatever you want, a small community, a big community, a job, whatever you want to do. And that panel, which I'm trying to get to the time and date on that. Here it is. It's Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at Galleria 6. But it's Building the Badass Playhouse, How to Monetize in an Ever-Changing Digital World. And we've got all kind of experts who have done what I've done, which is make it your business to get out there and make media. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. And we never say it's easy, but we give you the steps that we took and how we went through it.
Now, you also have several actual podcasts that you have some that are doing some live podcasting, or?
Yes. We've got a number of live shows. The two biggest ones this year, Night Attack, which has been doing Dragon Con for at least the last 6 or 7 years, if not longer.
Yeah.
This actually might be their last year.
Oh,
I believe they're looking to start their own con, and it is, as we know, it's quite expensive to travel if you don't live in Atlanta to travel to Dragon Con and do everything. But they're going to do a big show in the Marriott for us. And then one of my favorites, Botched, a D&D podcast live, is going to be in the Crystal Ballroom on Saturday night at 10 p.m. And those guys, so last year they were unknowns. And I told them, coming in, like, I love your show. I know you're going to do a great show. Because not all podcasts translate to live, right?
Right.
There's a true story. One year, and I never... you know, give out the name of the show. I don't even think they're around anymore, but it's not about throwing them under the bus. It's about how not to get a panel at Dragon Con. Is they got a panel at Dragon Con. And this is like your shot, right? This is, it's back when there's 45 minutes and then 15 minutes to change and you're right back into the next track.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to take their shot at Dragon Con in front of a live audience to do their annual business meeting and go over the numbers of their podcasts and how many downloads they had that year. And it's like,
That's horrible.
So,
I can't think of anything worse than being in an audience and having to listen to that. And I do have to go to meetings like that on as a part of my work. So, I'm so sorry. That was not a good idea, folks.
No, that was horrible.
Oh.
So the flip side of that is somebody like Botched, who, I mean, D&D play can get bogged down, and any good D&D podcast is edited for time because you don't have all the extra breaks and the ums and ahs and the space of thinking is condensed. So these guys I knew would translate because they're more like stand-up comedians who use D&D as a model.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to the room last year. It was Galleria 6 and wall-to-wall people. I mean, we told them, hey, you'll have half a room or something, but come, it'll be awesome. We'll build from there. Wall-to-wall people, and we turned away like 100 people.
Like, wow, that's cool.
Did not see that coming. And I mean, I know D&D is a big thing, especially at Dragon Con, but there's all, I mean, there's gaming track, there's all kind of D&D stuff going on, so I didn't expect that.
But I think there is something really, too, because my husband plays a D&D game online, too, and I think a lot of people are trying to figure out a way, wait, how can I do this with people as a podcaster in a different way, because I want more, I want to play more, but how to do it. So I think that's, I think that's awesome that they had that many people. That's, I mean, that's just great. And that, again, geekness collides, folks. We got D&D people and podcasters, and they came together to make something brand new.
Yeah. So you've moved them up to a bigger room then.
Yeah. They're in the Crystal Ballroom in the Hilton this year, Saturday at 10. And I'm telling you, you're listening now and you think, oh, that sounds cool. You better get in line because you're going to need to be in line for that one. Mm-hmm. That one's going to be a big show.
Mm-hmm. You also have Scott Sigler coming back again.
Yes. Now, Scott always does one for the junkies. This is Scott. This Dragon Con's his home. This is where he met his business partner and his career somewhat basically launched from this con. So he always does one for the junkies, which is going to be Saturday night, 11:30. But the big thing this year, we're introducing Behind the Podcast. And my heart has always been, I've Quoted Fingers grown up with all the big podcasters that are out there. I started in 2004. So Brian Ibbett, Adam Curry. If they weren't a celebrity that came into it, I've met and gotten to know them. And they all have great, interesting stories that at this point in their career, they don't get to tell because everyone wants to know what their newest thing is or what the big project is. Or
no one wants to hear about Podcast Alley anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, our podcast.
Pickle. Yeah, or the pickle. Yeah, exactly.
Gary Leland. I always get a kick out of giving him a hard time about that. That was the dumbest name, man.
It was. I don't know what anybody was thinking. Allie at least sort of made sense, but then, you know, everyone's gaming the charts and everything and whatever.
Yeah. It was gaming the search engine system, and because it stands out, everybody still knows that name. Like, yeah, I guess you're right, man. But the whole idea is I want to take one person a year and sit down and talk about their journey and what their heart was and how they got what brought them to where their success is now. And this year is going to be Scott Sigler. He's going to be the inaugural interview. And I mean, he's done 16 novels. He's been a New York Times number one bestseller. But before all of that, he started off as an artist who couldn't get a book company to read his book and got on a site called Podio Books. Just read it himself, chapter by chapter, doing the voices and everything else and the editing. And that built him an audience. Yeah. And then that got him published and got him. And now I don't know what officially is out there, but I do know he's talked to a bunch of different movie and TV companies about, it's not licensing, it's optioning, I guess is the word, optioning his books for TV and movie.
See, folks, you can start small and do it. You can.
Yeah.
It takes a hell of a lot of effort. Excuse my language. That went a little more than PG. But you can. It's always good. I love that. I like how you're doing that with the story, too, because I think one of the things, too, the Dragon Con, as you said, is, you know, nobody wants to. John, what was it? Podcast Alley?
Yeah.
I guess that was a site. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to hear about those things anymore. But people at Dragon Con, you know, some of them are always new. And some of them have been there year after year coming to panels like that. But the new people, and even those maybe just getting into podcasting and things like that, they love to hear how people get wherever they got, whether it's in podcasting, whether it's in, you know, as an actor or writing, anything else. Yeah, anything it's like always that, yeah. an interesting way of doing that. And I think that's great that you're doing that. That sounds really neat. Are you podcasting that or taping it? So maybe we can hear it later. Oh, good.
So here's the cool thing. Every panel associated with our track, we try to have a portable recorder to record the audio. If you're in Galleria 6, it'll live stream on our Facebook page. So if you're unable to make it to Dragon Con or into that room, if the room is packed, then you can actually watch it live on Facebook. And of course, later on, as Facebook does record it, and we'll keep it up.
That's cool. Well, that's
okay, so question.
Go ahead.
That is really, don't ever want to do that in my room. Question though. question on that. Would be, though, does this mean that you'll be able to maybe work with the Dragon Con streaming afterwards and somehow copies of your stuff could be possibly through the stream or not right now? You haven't thought about that yet.
That would be awesome, but we haven't talked to them yet.
Sorry. It's just interesting if you're already doing it. And I was actually thinking about that with Skeptics, too, because I know they record, like, all their stuff, too. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think Dragon Con TV is still getting their feet underneath them and figuring out where they want to go and how, because they operate on a different scale than we do, of course. Because I approached them last year about doing an official podcast about Dragon Con where you talk to, like you're doing, you talk to the directors, but you also do other stuff. And instead of being told about 50 days of podcasting, I was told, oh, hey, this is Dan Carroll. So I was reaching out to Dan. Yeah. Oh, watch my feed tomorrow. We got a big announcement. Like, okay. Well, the big announcement was nothing about that. It was about Dragon Con TV is now going to be in the non-host hotels as well. I was like, well, that's not what I was talking about at all, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and we are not officially sanctioned by Dragon Con. We are not officially affiliated with Dragon Con. I am a track director, and we have gotten lots of support from Dragon Con because I think, John, when you started, this was the only one really talking about Dragon Con beforehand.
At the time, yes, that's true.
And John's always been wanting to talk to the directors and let people do this. So, just FYI, we're not official, but Yeah, I think it's really cool, and we love doing
it. You get the tip of the hat from DragonCon, because that's how I found out about it. They put out an email like, hey, this is a thing you need to be a part of.
Yeah, I love it, and I'm glad it was a giggle of, can I please? I'm like, oh, Lord, help, yes, please. Please, it's great. John continues to allow me to be a co-host, so hey. So, yeah, please, come on.
So I've said, so we were talking beforehand, and this is, I want to get to this point, the been doing this for a long time for the 50 Days of Dragon Con. This question was, I have never asked a director this question, and Charles brought it up, and I want him to be the first to actually get to answer it, since it was his question, which is, what is the goal for your track in the coming years? Do you have some goals set out of what you really want to accomplish?
Okay. So I call it the new business plan. For people on the hustle and the gig economy and people who are creators, because the old school business plan, if you ever tried to start a business, is, I mean, just pages and pages of all this governmental stuff. The new business plan is to have the vision of where you want to go, have a solid place to start from, and solid ideas of where you want to go, and be flexible along the way. And so when you say, do I have anything put down? I don't have anything put down. But my vision has been, for the last couple of years, I've seen the potential. Well, let me step this back for a second.
Sure.
My experience with the DragonCon podcast track has been, this is where creators go to create. Because I've been to other podcast cons, and it's very business oriented, which is fine. It's very much trade business cards and who can help who, and you meet people and you learn from the business industry professionals and this and that and the other. You know, it's not always podcast professionals, but people who are like public speakers or, you know, entrepreneurs, those kind of things. And I came to DragonCon, it's a whole different piece of, you've got workshops and how-tos, and I get to sit and hear from the people I've watched for years create awesome media, and they're telling me how they did it. Not just how they did it, they're happy to tell me how they did it. They want me to come up and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And then you have the live shows, like we talked about earlier with Botched and Night Attack, of just entertainment. And again, there's no wall. There's no barrier there. Mm-hmm. Even to the bigger panels of you know, Arrowverse, right, is always represented. CW treats DragonCon right and sends all their
Yeah, they do, because a lot of people filming down here, and they are very nice people. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and even to that point, there's some legitimate safety concern walls, right? You can't just go up and talk to Stephen Amell, but you can go and talk to Stephen Amell if you get in line or sign up or pay or whatever you need to do, and he will absolutely give you the time of day. And that's what the heart of DragonCon has always been, is – it's not, oh, look, we got this high and mighty person, and they're going to look down on you. So, no, we're all at different levels doing fandom and creating. And so the heart of the podcast, right, was always that, how to create and how to put that brand new person who's thinking about starting a podcast right next to that person who's been doing it for 14, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And they're both learning something and sharing and bonding. And you feel like a rock star when you leave. So I've actually had a vision. I don't know how this will play out, but I can see the podcast track and the heart of what DragonCon has done with it growing big enough to become like MoboCon, kind of become its own sister con to DragonCon. That's, you know, 5-10 years down the road, maybe. But
and that's not, you know, I think that's very interesting, because you're looking at that as, I look at podcasting, I didn't really listen to podcasts other than my friends who were doing podcasts until about 2 years ago. Well, now I am in, I can't tell, I listen, I've got so many podcasts I listen to just because I'd rather listen to those as I drive to work and drive home than anything else. And I think that podcasting and any of this digital, like YouTube too, I'm going to put it all in, going to call it podcasting, but I mean all of it.
Yeah.
It is all getting there because we want to hear this. And I think it's also a way that it is also very, for want of a better term, democratic. If you like it and you listen, and they know how many downloads they get. If you don't like it, you listen once or twice and go, not for me. And you go to something else. So that's perfectly fine. It is probably in some ways some of the most democratic stuff, because you hear about the good ones by word of mouth and you say, oh, okay, I'll try to listen to that. And I think that's great. And that you looking at that and saying, you know, 5-10 years down the road, podcasting could be big enough, or digital media creation could be big enough, that this is its own, you know, sustainable by itself, but partner too what we're doing here. We still have a podcasting, you know, it's just like anime and cosplay and everything else. We still have those tracks, but there's also a partner.
There's also MomoCon. Yeah,
really
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you mentioned at the very beginning that you know, talking about sort of renaming the track anyway. And it has had several different names to begin with. Because if you think about it, you pointed out, we've sort of gone past the podcasting thing. Podcasting is one of those things and was sort of hot for a while, and still is, but it's sort of found its footing and it's moving along now. But now you have things like Twitch, and you have you know YouTube Red or whatever it's called, or YouTube Prime or whatever the hell that thing is called.
Tell me what this Twitch stuff is. I don't know Twitch. I'm too old.
I think the kids are doing it. That's my understanding. I think there's like people that
Doing it, so I gotta like talk to my child. I gotta talk to my 19-year-old about it.
I think Fortnite's on there. That's what I understand.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you're thinking, you know, you're thinking not only just the from a Dragon Con perspective, but from a growth perspective to encompass even more things.
Because I'm not sure how much Dragon Con can expand with it, because you can't be apart from it. I mean, part of the magic is Dragon Con. Right. We're going to start our own thing. It's very
well, as you said. Well, and I think there was two things I wanted to say. First of all, you are exactly right that these are people that want to share what they know, what they've done, and they want to talk to you. And I think that's across all of our guests and all of our panelists and all of our pros. I mean, our guests, our pros, and our panelists.
Yeah.
I know this. I want to share this. I want to work with you on this. Like, I have, I know it sounds really weird, but I have a priest who works with me on my track. And
well, that's really more just to keep you in line, but go on.
Well, it does not. You hush you. But I have a priest on my track, and he's a wonderful, wonderful human being, and we really, really like him. And one of the things that has come up, you know, is that people are like, you know, I was Catholic and da 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 da, and they talk later and they're like, I'm now going back to church because I met him and I'm going to his church and now I feel my faith again. Right. So it doesn't matter whether it's podcasting or you want to talk to a priest or you're talking to somebody about, you know, I used to really love Spider-Man, but then I got into this, and they're like, no, stop, wait, you got to get back into the comics at this level. Because we're finding ourselves and our passions, whether it's a work passion, creating our work, or just our, you know, our work-life balance, our life, our real life. And I think that's just really awesome to look at, because that's really important. And it's and I think it's so great at Dragon Con that we have that. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
I mean, we want to share this knowledge. We want you to talk to us between the hours of whatever we're doing, our podcast, our panels and all of that. But then at 2:30 a.m., if we want to go to a rave, we're going to a rave.
Yeah,
if we want to go to a drum circle, we're going to a drum circle. If we want to go and have Mai Tais at Trader Vic's, I have no idea what that is. you know, we do that, you know. So it's that, too, because then there's also the social. Dragon Con is unique in that social aspect.
Yes.
You know, it's unique that it's run by, it's created by volunteers and fans and run by volunteers and fans.
Yeah.
And it is loved for that, because it's a very different con than almost anything else.
Did you stop at Dunkin' Donuts on your drive here? Did you all of a sudden just get reamped up with some caffeine?
No. Well, I might have had a cup of tea. Maybe. Which I probably shouldn't have had at 9 o'clock at night, but yes, I did. What?
Right. So part of that is just not necessarily to grow. I can see it getting big enough and powerful enough to be its own spinoff. But I envision, I just don't know. See, I have the vision, and that's the thing. You never want to lock in the path. So once you lock in the path, you have no growth, no wiggle room. You have to go that way. Mm-hmm. So, but the vision is to find some way to bring the biggest of the big media creators, like the Kevin Smith, and who, by the way, is huge in podcasting. He loves podcasting. He actually left making movies for a while because podcasting gave him the freedom that movies no longer gave him.
Right.
Now he's back doing some TV and movie stuff, but that was his path. You know, putting him on the same panel as, you know, just for Scott Sigler, who is a much lesser known, you know, but just as informative and strong and in fandom as Kevin Smith. And then grabbing, you know, you and taking, you know, hey, you do this podcast and you're going to sit on here because you have this perspective to add. And now you're putting all these different levels of awareness, right? Where obviously there's a huge name and that's, you know, but there's these other people who can add and somehow getting them to connect and build with each other. And like audio drama, I'm not an audio drama guy, but I recognize the need for it and the passions of it. And just like podcasting came out of Skeptitrack, I can see, I always say that wrong. I always say Skeptitrack instead of Skeptic Track.
It's a difficult one to say.
You're close enough. You're talking about the skeptics. You're good.
I can see audio drama maybe having its own track. I just see what Dragon Con does, and I see what podcasting is, well, digital media creation, honestly, now is missing, because you have a Twitch Con, which I know you don't know what Twitch is, but it's its own.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it, honey. I don't know what a lot of things are. It's all right. I'm old yeah. and I'm tired and I'm going gray. It's all right. It's good.
You have all these podcast conferences, and then separately, you have YouTube and media, you know, digital video conferences, and you know, it's like, no, Dragon Con says, who cares? Put it in the pot, we'll mix it up, and let's see what cooks out,
right?
And I love that too. I do love that about Dragon Con. I do, and I love it. And you know, as you were saying too, is one of the things that you're talking to different people at different levels. But the issue there is at Dragon Con, in a way, as you said, you can get in a line and ask Stephen Amell a question. There is a very egalitarian level of that.
Yes.
And that's, you know, yes, we don't want, yes, we're going to ask you what your question is, both to help you make sure you can get through it very quickly, as Regina said during her podcast, but also to make sure you're not going to say, hey, will you please take off your shirt? Yes, we've had people try to do that. Or will you marry me, or all those. So yeah, we do that. But the other issue is that it is egalitarian. All of us have questions for this. How did you get into this? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it's about. I mean, it's all over the place. And now, I think that's so amazingly great about Dragon Con. And I see that. And as you're talking about the dramas, my son was for a while, about 2 years, into the Atlanta Radio Theater Company and loved it. And they do like the old timey radio dramas. But I didn't realize there was whole podcasts doing this.
Yeah.
And doing dramas. And I listen to some of them now. I didn't realize how many investigative, excuse me, that was really weird how that came out. Investigative. I have no idea why I went down here. I'm like trying to talk like Columbo. But investigative podcast about murders and things like that. And I'm sorry, that's always like kind of a hobby of mine is...
Murdering, you know, people? Why do people? Is it murdering people? Murdering your hobby is murdering people.
Actually finding out why people murdered people and then how they got caught, John.
Oh, so you want to know how to get away with it is what you're telling
John,
me.
John, I know how they got caught. Be very, very careful. So, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, and I think that's all very, very good because it's great because it gives us all these different, there's so many things out there. I mean, I learned how to clean my hair straightener today. I'm sorry because I went on YouTube. And so I was like, oh, here's how I did it. And I'm like, oh, great. Let me write some notes down. There you go.
Yeah, I tore. I'm zero mechanically inclined. I mean, well, it's not zero. I can do some things, but I've never been a gearhead. And thanks to YouTube and a schematic that I had on my motorcycle, I was able to tear my motorcycle down, fix it, and build it back and ride it. All because of YouTube.
My son was able to change his battery. And my husband, when we had some plumbing problems and he had to put in a toilet. Mm-hmm. YouTube exactly. And the big book from the Orange Group. I don't know. Black and Decker. Yeah, the big Black and Decker home book and YouTube. We got a new toilet. Yay!
Yeah, it's a new world, and it's in a very family friendly and well, you know, some not so family friendly, but mostly family friendly way. It's like Altered Carbon, where you can go to that pleasure palace and everything, anything you can think of is there. Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's Dragon Con's that for fandom of you can go and apparently this year see Sesame Street Puppeteers.
Yep.
I know one year Fraggle Rock Puppeteers were here. This same year Fraggle Rock was here.
I got to meet Red. It was so amazing.
That's too cool.
I wanted to. That was so amazing. Yeah, I know. Okay, sorry.
I didn't have any concept of lines at Dragon Con or capacity. So I go walking up and somebody stops me. He's like, you can't go in. I was like, what do you mean? It's just right there. Like, no, we got the room's full. Like, I do not understand this concept of room is full. I've never been to
no,
a room
right, like yeah.
that. So I didn't get to see him. But that same year, you had, I think, I want to say the 25th anniversary of Star Trek. So all the captains were here.
Oh, yeah.
And it was crazy. So you can spend that gamut to then go to the podcast you've been listening to that every week. That's the indie podcast. And they're doing their show live as well. And you can see that.
You can go at Dragon Con. You could start on Saturday. You could go to the parade, right? You could go and either watch the parade in your hotel room on Dragon Con TV. You could go to a panel maybe on how to start your own podcast, right?
Yes.
Then you want to go to a podcast on Voyager and why it was the best Star Trek series. Good luck. Then you want to go to, then you're going to finally eat some real food, which I'm going to be very happy about it. 421 people, 421. And then, you know, you're going to go into a big panel and you're going to get in line and you're going to ask Eddie McClintock from Warehouse 13 to tell his story about how he auditioned for Pete Latimer. And then at some point you're going to go through all of this and then you're going to be like, oh, okay. And now I'm going to turn around and do, I want to know how to actually monetize what I want to do. I'm going to go and play a game of Catan with people I've never met, but I'm going to have a great time. It's wonderful. And you go from point to point to point to point. And that's why I always like people are like, oh, I can't find anything to do at Dragon Con. I'm like, okay, I am purposely taking time to sleep. You are a doofus. There is so much to do. And it doesn't matter. You can go see puppets being made. You can go to a puppet slam. You can go to a drum circle. You can go and sing folk songs. There's so much going on. And I love that. I love that energy that we also have because I think it energizes you in a lot of different ways. And John, I only had one cup. Well, maybe two.
Are you sure?
Of black tea and
are you sure? Cup. I don't know that. I think you and I have a different definition of cup. So
well,
speaking of new things, I want to get to our. All right.
Well, I will say one last thing about it. The ultimate vision with everything I'm doing with the Dragon Contract is I want levels to be forgotten for a moment, right? Levels of celebrity recognition, you know, because especially at the beginner podcast, well, I'm nobody, nobody listens. They got to stop doing it. We preach about that the whole time. But levels are forgotten. It's all an equal playing field to work together. And I would love to see the day where all of a sudden somebody you recognize, like a Mike Rowe, who's doing a lot of digital media now, met somebody at Dragon Con, got to work with them, and now this unknown person who's probably been podcasting for 10 years and working their butt off about it is now working with one of the biggest names out there, and they created this new company that's doing this great thing for people. And that came because of Dragon Con. That's kind of where I see this going.
That's cool. That's really, really cool. It is the spirit of Dragon Con right there. Speaking of new things, by the way, I did want to bring this up before we got to our game here. You've got a thing where you're going to throw things at people's head. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Can I put John where you're going to throw things at people's head? Please, 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 please.
I don't think it's quite like that, though. Explain what you have here.
Well, I have a good and a bad. So the good is this catch box I'm going to talk about. The bad is Blueberry has been a friend of the track this year, and they do a lot of podcast hosting. They sent me 300 stress balls.
Oh, wow.
Blueberry podcasting on them. And I'm liking it because people love stuff, right? People love stuff, but I'm going, I hope this doesn't backfire, and all of a sudden we can start getting complaints that these blue balls are getting thrown everywhere at the con and getting us in trouble. But the good is Catchbox has been a backer of the track this year, and they gave us the throwable microphones. And the box is about as big as my head, and it's soft and squishy.
It is a lot bigger. Like I mentioned this to you before. Yeah. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was. I saw it on the on Facebook, and I was like, oh, okay, those look like they're probably maybe softball size. No, these things are like basketball size.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And it's such great technology. and it's all wireless. So instead, people, we have to sometimes beg people, like, seriously, this is a Q&A panel. We're halfway through it. Get up at the microphone because we're going to keep talking to somebody asks us a question. And then the wireless mics, I'm asked, run them. And you never want to hand off a mic to somebody because you'll never get it back. So I was like, what's the best way to do this? And I came across Catchbox, and they branded it for us at all. That's our new logo for this year. Yeah, play button inside the Dragon of DragonCon. And it's a wireless microphone that you throw, and it cuts itself off. So there's no noise, no craziness. They catch it, and even if they hold it at stomach level, which you know people do because they don't want to hold the microphone, they're all self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Even if you hold it at stomach level, it will pick it up, and there's very, very little range for feedback. So you've got these microphones, and then they just throw it back to you. So you never have to get out of their seat. If it hits somebody in the face, it doesn't hurt them, and it's going to be hopefully the good kind of chaos and bedlam that we
what is this? What is this?
It's called a catch box. It's a throwable microphone.
So okay. you just so check it in people's heads.
I think everyone knows, I am driving home, and there is a small Yorkie puppy who is lost in my neighborhood, and I am trying to help it, and he's freaking out. So I'm going to make sure he's home, but keep talking. Sorry.
All right.
As the person who just lost her dog, so John knows this, so yeah. It's all good.
So that's really cool. That's cool. It's some of that new tech, new technology they have. All right, cool. So we want to get into our game, but before we do that, I do want to give you an opportunity to let everyone know where, A, they can find more information about the podcast track, and where they can find you on social media and wherever else you happen to be.
So the Facebook is the main outlet for everything we're doing on the track, including the live videos that will be going every panel every day. Mm-hmm. Now, the big panels don't get it because we don't have internet in the big panel rooms,
right?
But the main room, everything is in the main room. Every panel is going to be streamed, and we've talked with the IT crew for Dragon Con, and hopefully we've got the right amount of bandwidth this year, because last year we tried it and it was about 50-50 success. But it is facebook.com/DragonCon podcast is the Facebook, and I'm on Twitter as well with that. I mean, everything that goes on Facebook will go on Twitter, but sometimes Twitter gets its own stuff, and that's at Dragon Podcast on Twitter is how you follow the track. And I mean, we've got DragonCon podcast at .com. That's really a holding place. And that's where the audio will be next year. After we get done with this year, we'll host all the audio there and that kind of stuff. But really, living, breathing, Facebook, that's where you're going to catch us. That's where you're going to get all the latest updates. And then me, I'm Rock Gunna podcasting across all social media, Instagram, TV, which is a new thing.
Oh, wait. You said that very, very fast. So you need to slow down, say it again, and then spell it, please.
Well, that's a lot of spelling, okay. but I think you can get it.
It's fairly simple enough. Rock God of podcasting everywhere. So rock, and then God, and then of.
And then
podcasting. Yes. Google will correct that for you.
You have to Google the Facebook, John. Just remember.
Yes, I will Google on Facebook for that.
Good. Yeah. And it's Rock God of Pod on Twitter and Instagram TV. I do that every day. And I do, of course, we'll get Instagram photos and everything else. So, and I run GiantSizeTeamUp.com. That's a network of fandom podcasts centered around the comic book world. And it's a lot of great stuff up there. And I do Breaking the Panel every week, which is kind of like The View. Mm-hmm. Of comic book fandom. We take the headlines and use what's going on in the news to jump off to deeper discussions of what, and really we've landed on what it is to be human in a fandom world, because so many people, I mean, Ruby Rose, right, wants to do Batwoman, and then the whole internet exploded because everybody has to be negative about everything. And we talk about that and try to bring humanity back into the picture of, hey, now there's still people doing this. You need to remember that.
The internet is a blessing and a curse, and sometimes I think it's only a curse. But anyway, all right. So what we like to do with our guests before they leave is to play some horrible, horrible game. This year,
these are awful. Have you listened to any of our podcasts?
It's okay if you didn't. It's fine. Nobody does.
It's okay if you have not. But
no, I just discovered it. So I have not.
Okay, Charles. At some point, you'll listen and listen to the other ones because he has the worst games ever. Oh, and by the way, the Yorkie's fine. It was just deciding to walk in the middle of the street and his owner was looking for him or her or whatever, and everything's fine. But, you know, I had to stop because little puppies. sorry. But yes. Okay. These are the worst questions ever. Do not try to use logic to answer. Okay. And he got these, he'll say it right now in just a minute, that he got these at like Tuesday morning and Big Lots or whatever. He got these in the worst, they were at Big Lots or Tuesday morning or whatever, in the give us 25 cents and we will let you take, please God, we just have to put down that somebody paid something for them.
So
and
this is,
that's what we got.
This is the worst of the worst because as I told Charles at the beginning, I know the podcasters are a little bit insane. So we're going to do the Star Wars Family Feud. This is one that we legitimately picked up hoping to play it. And as a family agreed after the first playthrough that this is garbage and there's no way you could ever play it.
All four of y'all agreed in your fam, all four of you.
All four of us agreed.
Child,
it was horrible.
Your two children, all of you. Even the dog was like, oh, Jesus Christ, people, stop it.
I thought you were making this up for the show. I did not realize
He got them at Tuesday morning in the bin of give us 25 cents because we have to show somebody paid something for these. I'm not joking. Y'all can laugh all you want. I'm not joking.
So I'm going to ask you a question a la Family Feud, and you'll answer first, Charles, and Lee, and then me. Okay. And you just give your best answer. I'm going to guarantee you that the answers are not going to make any sense.
None. Do not use logic.
Okay.
And this goes through at least the first movie. This goes through, like The Force Awakens, right?
Yeah. It was probably marketed with, Ren's actually not on here, but Ren has appeared in a couple of the questions in the past. So,
yeah, I thought so. And then also, I'm sorry, where is our guest, guest game person William?
It's 10 o'clock at night as we record this. He's got school in the morning.
He's a high school student. What are you talking about?
He's got school in the morning.
He is a high school student.
All right. Jesus. Anyway, can we move on?
Whatever.
It's getting past my bedtime.
You didn't have him earlier either. I miss my William. I'm just saying. Lee, Mrs. William.
He's got school now. It's not so
much. I don't care.
Okay. Let me raise my child, will you?
No.
All right. Anyway,
By the way, we're best friends, Charles. Just in case you were wondering.
You can tell, right?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, people used to think we were married, and we're like, "Have you all lost? Did you all listen to us? No.
All right, Lee. Let's go.
All right, I'm being quiet. Yeah, go.
Yes, that'll be a first.
Black tea at night, probably bad. Oops.
Okay, Charles. How would Darth Vader solve the problem of spam emails?
Use the force.
Okay. Lee?
Force block.
I like that force block. What would he do? I think Darth Vader. I think Darth Vader would actually hunt them down and kill them with the grip of the neck thing. The strangling.
Force choke.
Hunt them down, force choke. Yep.
Blow up their planet, maybe. Destroy their planet.
That's really big, but that's pretty good. And sometimes how many of us have gotten the "I am just a prince from Nigeria and need your help"? It could work.
All right, Lee. Guess what? Force choke is the number one answer.
Oh my!
That netted you 36 points.
36 points. Woohoo!
Using the force was the fifth best answer, so that gets you 7 points there. Blow up the planet. Blow up the planet is on there. Blow up the planet is on there for 14 points. The other ones were destroy his computer. That sounds more like something that Kylo Ren would do.
Yeah, he would just like beat it against the wall,
right?
Because he really seriously has some issues.
Virus protection and stormtroopers. I don't know why virus protection. Oh, and delete them. Okay. I guess that solves.
Now, how many points
I guess that
just
solves a problem.
Delete them. Get. I'm serious.
Just delete them. Got 8 points. It's actually better than use
the force. Got more points than I got.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know why.
Sorry. Yeah, I told you, man. It doesn't make any sense. Not at. I told you. I told you.
You did.
I swore. I told you. All right.
Name the event. Okay. Excuse me. Name an event that occurs in Return of the Jedi. Just something that occurs in Return of the Jedi. Just name something.
Name any event that occurs in the Return of the Jedi.
According to this question, that's the extent of this question.
The Emperor gets thrown down the
hole. All right, Lee?
Luke tells Leia they're brother and sister.
Luke tells Leia disappointingly that they're brother and sister.
Yeah. It was a little uncomfortable at that point. It was much better in the last movie. Thank you. Thank you so much to the better writers than George Lucas.
Return of the Jedi. Oh, the Rancor. Boba Fett falls into the Rancor.
Oh, there you go.
The Rancor, not the Rancor.
My backup one would be that instead of saying "I love you, I know," which is Leia Han.
That was in
Empire.
Yeah.
But in Return of the Jedi, Han says "I love you," and Leia says "I know" before she shoots a stormtrooper with a blaster.
But it wasn't Rancor. I got to correct that. It was the Sarlacc pit. That's what I meant.
Sabacc. What? Sarlacc?
Sarlacc. Sarlacc pit.
Sarlacc.
I'm pretty sure.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
The thing in the desert.
Battle of Endor is number one. Darth Vader dies is number two. Death Star is destroyed, which, you know, pretty much is every episode or every movie. Ewok party. Jabba dies. Luke versus Vader. Han Solo is rescued. Vader is your father. So none of the ones that we listed.
None of them
are on this.
None of them that all impacted our poor childhoods are listed.
All right. So 0 points for that. Name something good about the Empire.
What?
Universal healthcare.
Universal healthcare for everyone. Name something good about the Empire, Lee.
Zero unemployment.
Oh.
Okay. Nice.
You're either employed or dead. Yep.
Okay. I'll go with I don't actually. You guys took all the good ones.
Actually, matching uniforms. You never have to worry about what
uniforms.
You're
okay, yeah, I'll go with uniforms. Uniforms.
Go with that one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
There you go. All right, I'm gonna give Charles the first one, which is it's order or organized. I'll say universal healthcare falls under that.
Okay.
Sure. I will. And you know what, John? I'll go with it. And I think if you listen to all of us, boy, oh boy, did that say something very interesting about us. But okay.
Employment was number two. So, Lee.
Oh, you've got to be. What is it? How is employment number two? Not possible.
It literally is number two. It's
employment.
Employment. It literally says the word employment for 12 points.
I swear I've never seen these cards, people. And if I had seen those cards, I would have looked at them and gone, have you lost your mind?
Uniforms, okay. Cool uniforms is what it says, is sixth. Also on the list, technology, big ships, defense, which is spelt incorrectly on this on here, power and resources.
All right.
Okay. Fourth, second list.
What power?
Just power, you know. Just power in general. That's what's good about the Empire. Power. Which Star Wars character would be a good race car driver? Charles?
Well, oh, come on.
Anakin Skywalker.
Well, that seems logical.
I mean, that's the logic there.
Excuse me. Let me give you better logic. I'm sorry. Han Solo, Kessel Run in 12 seconds.
Well, you know,
don't ask me if I'm a fangirl or not, boy. No.
Okay, I'll say Luke.
The 100 people polled are not nearly as strong fans. They just remember the crap that I just remembered.
That is possible.
I'm going to say Luke Skywalker. Okay. Number one answer for 59 points, Anakin Skywalker.
There you go. All right, you win. Everybody remembers
Guess what number two is? Luke Skywalker.
Han Solo.
No, Luke Skywalker. Han Solo is third for 6 points.
Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, and you're going to tell me I'm number three, really?
Yep. And then followed, tied, by the way, for him is Poe Dameron.
Then
also tied for...
Those hot shot flyboys.
Also tied is Rey, and then in last place is Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I did love... Okay, so, I'm sorry... Charles, you know, we kind of go off on tangent here.
Oh,
I did love in the last movie with Rey and Chewbacca in the Falcon. And I have a friend who gets very upset if I say it the other way. In the Millennium Falcon, that Chewbacca's still flying while she's shooting. And she's like, punch it, Chewie. And she's like, rah, 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 rah. And it's like so awesome. I also have.
I apologize to everyone right now that just. Had their earbuds in there.
Sorry, that was a little loud. So I do have a question, though.
Yes, just one, Lee, because really, I
just
mean, seriously.
From Star Wars, how is it that certain people can understand droids
and Chewbacca and other things. Like Rey can understand Chewbacca and BB-8. And then Poe Dameron can understand BB-8 like immediately. Because, you know, he's like, where's my droid? And you're all like, ah! Which was a really cute little scene, by the way. But
can we save that for the Star Trek podcast or Star Wars podcast or even the Star Trek podcast, to be honest with you?
Yeah, we need to bring Brandy on, don't we?
Okay. We'll do that later. We'll ask that question later.
Ask that question actually next year because we didn't got time for Brandy. But we love Brandy.
The last question, Lee. Awesome. Can I just get the last question?
I'll be quiet. I don't know why you want me to be quiet. Charles, it's so much fun to make him that upset. Charles, I get points when I make him do that. Rock, rah, I think. It's like, I have many, many points in my life.
Awesome. Name something you might cut with a lightsaber.
Something you cut with a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese. Because I think people are going to answer it.
Damn it. That's exactly what I was going. I was like, it's the most 12-year-old boy answer in the whole wide world. Cheese.
Right.
So cheese, yeah. All right, cheese is good. Something wood.
Wood?
It'd be much easier to cut wood with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a hand. I think that would probably
be the one thing. Oh, too soon, cut. Too soon. But
or your father. I suppose your father is something else you could cut with a lightsaber.
Ooh, oh man.
Or a Han Solo.
Or your Dark Sith Lord.
Yes. Hand is number one answer. That's 16 points.
Oh, it is not.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, wow.
John, I don't believe you on that. Seriously, you're going to have to take a picture of that card because I don't believe you on that one.
Cheese made the list.
Cheese.
Cheese.
For five. Cheese. 5 points. Awesome. Wood is not on the list, but tree is, so I'm going to give you tree. Since
yeah,
it's made
come
of wood.
On, tree wood, it's the same.
And that's for 6 points. All right. Charles, that's the end of that game. Let's give everyone information again where the podcast track is, pod track, whatever we're calling it these days.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Actually, pod track was
actually
a thing. That
thing with all these people putting things on the internet so we can listen to them and not really interact like we're doing right now.
Where's the room? Your room at, and where can they find more information about you and the podcast or the
track? Yeah. Galleria 6 in the Hilton, in the basement of the Hilton, is where the main podcast room is. We'll be doing some shows in Galleria 7 and some in, you know, as we said, in Crystal Ballroom, the Marriott, and various other places. So just check the app, the DragonCon app, which is one of the best places. Actually, it is the best place to find everything. And if you want to look,
good answer. Yeah.
I do love it's a little egotistical. I love that getting probe matters because attending probe matters because you get your name listed and people don't necessarily look at the book. But if like I tell somebody, hey, I want you to come check out this panel I'm on. Well, where is it? I go, look me up in the app because you'll find
you
it. And there's
there
all my panels. And I love that. So yeah, Gallery is 6 from Friday morning, 10 a.m. until Monday at 3 p.m. is when we end our last panel. We're going to be going hard and long all weekend.
I know you said Gallery of 6, but say it again one more time. Which hotel is Gallery of 6?
The Hilton.
Hilton.
Yeah,
Hilton, people. If there's a DJ in the lobby, you're probably at the Hilton.
You're probably there,
Unless they changed from last year. There you go.
No, every year I've been, there's been some kind of DJ in the lobby doing something, even if
it's
not
awesome.
Supposed to be there.
Well, people love it, so whatever. Not my job.
Yeah. And I know things get changed up, but I've only ever known it to be in the Hilton. So
podcasting has only been, but I just wanted to, kind of redo that. And also remember the Hilton has remodeled. So if you were used to going up the elevators that were really near those, you can't do that anymore. They're not there. So unless you can fly, unless you have the fairy wings or transportation
ability. It doesn't matter because the podcast track is downstairs.
Oh, it's downstairs.
Yeah. It's down with animation.
It's
down
with it. That's right. It's not up near Skeptitrack. It's downstairs.
No. Okay. It's downstairs. Sorry. Now, it's down with it.
It's still kind of the same thing. You got to walk all the way through the hotel to the back of it to get there.
But that's awesome. You'll meet a new friend. It's all good.
There you go.
And where can they find more information on the stuff that you're doing?
CharlesMcFall.com has pretty much every project I work on. I still need to get some of the new stuff up there. And rockoutofpodcasting.com and giantsizeteamup.com.
GiantSizeTeamUp.com.
All right, and as always, you can find links to those things on the post over at the UniqueGeek.com in case you've forgot or were driving or whatever. Head over there.
TheUniqueGeek.com. And John, yes, it's TheUniqueGeek.com. What is the phone number if somebody wants to send us questions?
Because I actually didn't check the voicemail today. 813-5... Nope, I was about ready to give you my cell phone number. That's not the right number. 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0-TUG, as in The Unique Geek.
The Unique Geek. I just want to say that stands for TUG is The Unique Geek.
No, yeah, not something else. Not, and by the way, not a countdown to doing something.
I can give you his cell phone number for a modest donation to the Dragon.
That's okay. I don't answer it anyway. If it's a glorified text machine.
I know. I'm just saying that for charity, I can give your phone number out.
As Gary Goldman said, it's the phone is just an app. It's just an app that's on my phone.
Just think about the last time you listened. An app I never really listened to your voicemail. Yeah, I don't know. Thumbs up.
All right. So until next time, for Lee and the Rock God of Podcasting, Charles, this is John saying peace.
Bye.
That was fun.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.